Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, Glee in short, GLI. I want to tell you all a story. I don't remember where I heard this. That's hurting me because most of the time I don't forget the source of reading things. But this time I don't know where I learned this. I don't know where I learned this or I heard this, I guess. I don't think I heard. I didn't read it, but I heard it. So who told it? I don't remember because I overlook things which I hear because I think most of the time they are gossips. So I just want to grow out of it. Like gossips are things which trap us so much. So I don't pay much attention to it because gossips are not reliable. Okay, let me tell you all the thing I heard. First thing, there is a train coming. You see, it's on the wrong track. You want to stop the train or shift the track. Would you push the trigger? But there is someone on the track. If you push the trigger, the train enters into other track and kill that person. But it saves the entire train. Would you pull the trigger or not? Trigger is something like in India we have something they show us in movies, like it's like a pole, they push this and it changes the track, train changes the track, but it kills the person, train will be safe. Means would you do that? Would you sacrifice a person's life to save the entire train? Will you pull the trigger or not? Obviously yes, anybody would answer yes. Okay. The same thing will happen, like there is a train coming, you're standing on the bridge, there is a person beside you. If you push him, the train would stop. Means the train would kill the person and stop. That saves the entire train. If you don't push that person, the train would somehow collapse and it kills all the people. So would you kill a person? Would you push him with your own hands? Like anyone would answer no. Like pulling a trigger is a different thing, and killing a person with your own hand, it takes guts, isn't it? It takes guts. So I thought it's like, okay, you could I just thought like nobody will say, I don't know the answer fully. I heard it through gossips. So pushing a person and saving the entire train is fair enough, but most of them wouldn't choose to do that thing. But let me take a strong leader in their place. Okay, they would definitely do it. Suppose he's a strong leader, he's ready to kill someone, he's ready to sacrifice himself, she. Hey, why am I saying he? Hey, this is the problem here. All these movies and all, they portray heroes as heroes, girls as dominant, girls as glamour dolls only. I'm unable to say that she. Okay, switch this. I'll say she. Okay. Turn everything. This is like female based character, woman dominated, because I'm a woman. Okay, if she is a strong woman, a woman who wants to be a leader, even I'm ready to sacrifice myself like that woman, she would kill the other person and even ready to go to jail to save the entire train. So let's think the girl is a dynamic. Okay. The question continues. Would you pull the same question, first one? Would you pull the trigger if the person on the track is your closed one? Would you sacrifice the person who you love so much to save the entire train? This is no question of dynamism or leadership. It's a question of personal choice, emotions. So most of the people say no. Okay, let's just come and take that in 1 second. Like, okay, she's ready to sacrifice her love as loved ones to save the entire train. Okay, now There is the person who is on the track is the person who is important to the entire world. For suppose if that person is alive, he could change the entire generation. And the people in this train are important people. Their lives are important, but they are general public. Would you choose the person on the track or the people in the train? Would you choose 1,000 lives? Okay, train will not carry 1,000. I think it carries lakhs of people. Would you sacrifice lakhs of people for that one person? If you are truly, genuinely a leader, this is above dynamism, above sacrificing your love, above being a leader. This question, I just felt, I never saw anyone in the history like to this level, not even a fictional character. I'm wrong. I know a fictional character. Sorry, it's not fiction. Wait, what am I saying? It's a mythological character who I admire so much. It is Lord Krishna. In my opinion, like, I don't know about other opinions. The opinion I have on him, basing on the stories I see, the characters they told to us, I feel like nobody would do that. But Lord Krishna alone himself have the capacity to stand and save the one key important person and leave the lakhs of people, because I don't want to say he's my hero in my stories. And also, most of the time when I want to write a story from the childhood, I used to imagine him as my lead role. So that's my thing. So I think, like, most of the people question, like, what did Krishna do apart from the politics? If he's such a big god, why doesn't he stop Kurukshetra? If he stops Kurukshetra, how would you know that how brothers will fight? How the hell would you know how things go on? You know, Kurukshetra would not have... There was an important person, like... I don't know that person existed until I saw it on Vikramaditya videos. I heard that there was a person who has a boon for a very powerful weapon that could end the Kurukshetra in a day. But I'm not sure it's Vikramaditya. But yeah, of course it's his videos itself. I don't know. I'm not particular about that. But of course, you can once check his. But I heard that one character existed that which could end the Kurukshetra in a day. And Krishna asked him not to do it, not to use that weapon particularly. Because Krishna was, I think, he want each and every character to involve in a fight in their own way, so that they could establish dharma. It's my opinion, dharma. And like, I don't know why they went so much and whatever the politics happened, I don't know all that. But one thing I know about Lord Krishna is he is above all the expectations of a human beings can imagine. His intelligence is above our human minds. Likewise, I said, like, pulling a trigger, first question for killing a person and saving a train. Okay, killing a person on the bridge, throwing him down, it's very hard. It takes lots of guts. Okay, if they are dynamic leaders, okay. Sacrificing your love, okay, you might be a so kind person. But sacrificing lakhs of people for one person, for you it looks for one person. And only the most intelligent person knows that one person could change the lives of crores and crores of people and even the culture history. That's a legacy. that changes the entire mankind's history and future and culture. There is no harm in killing the lakhs of people, and that level of intelligence is not so existed. I think Lord Krishna attitude resembles 10,000 times better than the legacy character which I told now. Krishna is high above that mindset. Is high 10,000 times and lakhs times above than what the character I told you. So that legacy character who chooses one person over lakhs of people, like that's the thing I love. Like, he is, I definitely believe that he is a person, a supreme soul from another universe. He's like godlike being, came as a reincarnated soul and person. I believe in that. I truly believe in that. That's what I want to say. That's why, like, but I don't like Krishna because I feel he's so costly to worship. But I worship him. But at the same time, I feel like he's very costly compared to Lord Shiva. He's a costly god. Like, we always often go to Tirupati. It's very costly, like maintenance, going there. And who, like, I feel he's very, it takes lots of, like, he likes gold and all. Everyone, the way we offerings we give him are really costly. But I still like him, admire him, I like him, I trust him. So, those two things. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.